Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have Thomas Friedman with us live in the green space. A lot to listen for every morning at 10. And there is rain in the forecast today, 70% chance of showers this afternoon, in fact. And for most of you, that means a little bit of an inconvenience. Make sure you have your umbrella, maybe change your plans to something indoors. But for some parts of the city, a forecast like that can be a terrifying prospect. A heavy rain can put a heavy burden on New York's antiquated sewage system, 7,400 miles of sewer pipes that were first constructed in 1849 of hand-laid brick and ceramic tiles. New York Times reporter Charles Duhigg recently wrote about the city's overburdened sewage system and how that rain-induced runoff can end up directly in our local waterways. Yuck. He also outlined some of the scary health implications of this runoff problem. It's all part of the ongoing series entitled Toxic Waters. Charles Duhigg joins us now. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
And you begin your piece by describing the chain of events that leads to a sewage overflow into Brooklyn's waterways. Walk us through the typical steps.
What happens is that the plant that I looked at is called Owl's Head, and for anyone who knows New York, it's down sort of at the most southern tip of Brooklyn, and it serves an area that goes all the way up to Park Slope and beyond. And on an average day, 750,000 residents who flush their toilets or dump things into the street, their sewage ends up at Owl's Head, and that works perfectly. The Owl's Head is able to take care of it. But when it starts raining, because New York's system combines rainwater and sewage, the rainwater overwhelms the system. And at some point, everyone inside the plant says, look, if we keep the gates open, we're going to get flooded out. And all the treatment system isn't going to work. So they start closing the gates when they get up to about 240 million gallons per day. And as that happens, all of the sewer lines throughout Brooklyn start getting more and more filled. And when they get too filled, these emergency relief valves, which are called sewer overflow points, open, and they let all the sewage and the rainwater out.
So this is what's called the combined sewage system.
Right.
Explain that to us, because that's really why a heavy rain can burden the sewage system, right?
Exactly. And there's about 770 cities around the country that have combined sewer systems. They're actually illegal to build at this point. The EPA says you can't do it anymore. But what happened was, when New York and other cities built their sewage systems, the idea was just to get basically human waste, excrement, stuff like that, away from humans. And so they built these big pipes. And as a public health gesture, it was amazing. It brought down rates of disease like cholera, almost immediately. But they're old systems, and nobody at that point really thought about population growth or rainwater. And so as rain became more and more of an issue, and as the city became more and more paved over, which means that rain couldn't absorb into the ground, but it would run down streets, that rainwater was channeled into the same pipes that carried the sewer. Those are called combined sewer systems, and that's why we have the overflows now.
Now, people who flush their toilets, say, in the West Village in Manhattan, probably never think that the waste runs north from there 6 miles through gradually descending pipes to 136th Street, quoting from your article, where it is mixed with so-called biological digesters that consume dangerous pathogens. The wastewater is then mixed with chlorine and sent into the Hudson River. Goes from the West Village to 136th
it's
Street?
It's kind of amazing, isn't it? This system is just astounding. The way that they designed it, and New York's very unique in this respect, is that almost everything is gravity-driven, not just for the sewer waters, but also for drinking water. So one of the things that's kind of interesting about New York is if the electricity was to go out all over the city, your toilets would still flush, and up to about the sixth floor of every building, the taps would still deliver water. And the reason why is because everything is gravity-driven. We don't have that many pumps throughout the system. Now, other places, like, for instance, Houston, have to use a whole bunch of pumps because they didn't design their system as cleverly, and it's a very flat area. But in New York, we can basically, these pipes are designed in such a way that they can just rely on gravity to do most of the work.
So are there health consequences from this combined sewage system and the overflow that you were describing?
There are. I mean, and this isn't just a problem for combined sewer systems. This is a problem all over the country, because there's other places where you get sewage overflows where they don't have combined systems. But basically, the system is either old and leaks, or it wasn't designed very well in the first place. Basically, sewage is bad stuff. Anytime that sewage gets close to humans, there's a really high likelihood of disease occurring. So in New York, for instance, when this stuff gets expelled into the Hudson and the Gowanus Canal, there are people who use those canals recreationally, and there are homes that are near those canals. And so people are getting exposed to things like human feces and other sort of gross stuff. In other places, it's even worse because, I was out in Cincinnati. They have all these sewage backups into basements. So you have people who that's happened here in Long Island also, where sewage has basically flooded homes. And that's not good.
That's not good. And you're right about Newport, Rhode Island, which we might think of as a nice place to go on a summer vacation, but they've had to shut down their main harbor because of sewage overflow.
Exactly. People will be out, and we see this in California all the time, too. An estimated 4 million people get sick every year from swimming off the coast of just California and getting exposed to sewage that's been dumped into the ocean. Newport, as you mentioned, is the exact same thing. And the problem is that, I think if we saw sewage, we'd stay away from it. But when it's gone through those pipes, it's moving pretty fast. Those pipes can carry things, a lot of big things. They've carried thousands of pickles, chicken heads. These huge pieces of lumber will move through the sewer system. So the bad stuff, the waste, the feces, et cetera, it gets broken up. You can't really see it. And when it gets dumped into the ocean or dumped into waterways, you might not be able to stay away from it because you can visually see it, and then you end up drinking a little bit in and get sick.
And I'm sure most of our listeners are surprised to hear that any amount of sewage might run into our waterways unchecked. Is there an acceptable level of raw sewage that local water can absorb without health effects?
Not really. According to the EPA, it's illegal to dump raw sewage into a waterway. Now, that being said, there's a whole bunch of old systems that they do the best they can, and it still gets dumped. And New York's a good example of this. New York has spent billions and billions of dollars trying to improve this system, and they've made a lot of strides towards making it better. But there is no legal amount of sewage, raw sewage, that you can dump, and there is no safe amount of sewage for a human to be exposed to.
You ready for some stories? Bruce in Forest Hills, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bruce. Bruce, you there? Let me try. Let's see. If I do that, and then
Hello?
I do that. Sorry, Bruce. Now we've got you. Hi.
On August 8th, 2007, everybody's heard of the tornado that hit Brooklyn.
The big rain, also that shut down the subway system that day, right?
That's correct. In Forest Hills, we had the worst part of that storm system, and it blew up water. I'm on the ground floor of a co-op here, and the water went blowing through our lobby, knocking in the front door of my apartment. I had 4 feet of sewage come into my apartment, destroying everything we owned.
Yikes. And there's a stat in your story, not to take his, personal yuckiness and just reduce it to statistics, but you point out that in 2007 alone, we had 3 so-called 25-year storms.
Right. And this is a big part of what's going on right now, is that not only is there just much more pavement across the city now, the weather cycles are becoming more extreme. And, everyone that I spoke to within the city attributes this to climate change. I don't think that there's a debate in their minds that this is real. But our systems are designed to accommodate what's called a 5-year storm, or a storm that there's about 20% chance of any year of it occurring. But as you point out, in 2007 alone, we had 3 25-year storms. Rains are getting fiercer, and it doesn't take much rain to overwhelm the system.
And Pat in Ozone Park has a related stat from her neighborhood, I think. Hi, Pat.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Oh, my God, disaster. I moved into a new condominium development, and the first 2 years we were there, I live on the second floor, we had water, actual human feces floating up to the first floor. After they cleaned it up, we had Penicillium aspergillus growing up the walls of the hallway. This is a brand new development.
That's mold. That's a horrible, toxic mold.
Yes, and it's been having this problem ever since. They seem to have slowed it down. They said the pipes weren't big enough to handle it. But, you spend almost $500,000 to live in a beautiful condominium, and it's destroyed.
7 floods in 7 years, you said,
yep.
right?
Yes.
Wow. So what is the policy response, Charles? You point out that fines from the EPA don't seem to have much of an effect. Is it just a matter of finding the money to rework the basic infrastructure of New York City?
Yeah, I think it's two things. The fines might work. We don't know because the EPA doesn't really levy any fines. They haven't punished many cities that have violated the Clean Water Act. And my guess is that if they were to punish more, people tell me that they think things would change a little bit faster. But the overarching answer is yes, exactly what you just said, that we need to spend more money on infrastructure projects and particularly the sewer systems. You know, basically, in the 1960s and the 1970s and the 1980s, Congress provided billions and billions of dollars to cities to update their sewer systems. And it worked really, really well. Things got a lot better. But understandably, once we fixed that problem, we moved on to other problems. And it's now been 30 years since then. And systems have fallen into disrepair. But no politician really wants to have their name on a sewer system, right? It's You build a bridge, that's great. Build sewers.
Is it even doable? Would they have to tear up, you know, all the streets of Manhattan?
It is doable, and they wouldn't have to tear up all the streets of Manhattan. There's a lot of things that they could do that would, if they had the money.
Not to mention Ozone Park in Forest Hills.
Exactly. I mean, one of the things that they can do is kind of amazing, is they can go in and they can basically reline sewer pipes at this point by putting down these kind of epoxy enamels that they blow through the pipe and it reseals it. So there's a lot of stuff that they can do, or they can build alternatives. But most importantly, and New York is trying to do this right now, is they can pass laws that mandate that when you build new things, you have to create green spaces that absorb rainwater so that it doesn't run into the sewer system in the first place. For instance, in New York, if you build a new parking lot right now, for many of them, you have to have some lawn area because they want to start absorbing the rain and delay it.
Right. And Kai on our comments page writes, solutions, green roofs, green sidewalks, permeable surfaces, cisterns, and other water catchment reuse systems to keep rainwater out of the sewers and avoid the combined sewer system overflows altogether. So that's the future, huh?
I mean, Philadelphia is a good example. Philadelphia said they're going to spend $1.6 billion over the next 20 years planting thousands of trees and putting in green roofs. Now, the thing about a green roof is it's hard because no one sees it, right? When you're walking around, no one looks at the roof and says, gosh, it looks green. But if you do these things, if we have green development, it can cut down on the rainwater problem. The issue is that a lot of developers who are very politically powerful in the city and elsewhere, green development means more expensive development. So there's a lot of pushback.
Last horror story. Ellie in Crown Heights. Ellie, we've got 30 seconds for you.
Yeah, we have the whole neighborhood here is 80, 100-year-old plumbing. We have the main business street in our neighborhood, Kingston, has the city's been talking for years about rebuilding, but almost every single business, unless they spend thousands of dollars on a system to hold back the water backing back in, all the basements are useless. They get hit with fines every time something goes on. All the other streets that are on the big hills get hit with the same issue when you have a development. Down the block, a block or two, suddenly everything stops working, starts getting backups.
Ellie, thank you. And in literally our last 15 seconds, Charles, it wouldn't fall to all those individual businesses if the city's infrastructure was fixed?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
If the city's infrastructure was what it should be, then it wouldn't be all those individual businesses that had to, you know, man the dikes at every turn.
Yeah, that's exactly. Both solutions are needed.
Yeah. All right. The series is Toxic Waters in the New York Times. Charles Duhigg wrote about the sewage problem in New York City. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And in a minute, we'll go searching for that elusive name for this decade and what this decade has meant. Stay with us.